Hello. Yes, it was medicine with ion that JW said. Ion wanted.
Okay, then let's just start right there.
Talk about it.
Okay. You need a little prelog.
Prelog. Okay.
Okay.
Prelog.
Here's what's happening. The purpose for the work is to allow the creator to take their power back in the field of the control and balance and assemblage of the physical body that they carry around.
Mm-hmm.
We call that meat sack.
Mm-hmm.
Because without a spirit, you bury it or burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Without a whole lot of regard.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the way this work is a reference, so that any point of any lack of ease, disconnection, misconnection, or unconnection, that you can find a path that you, the reader, can embrace to soften the rigidity of your place on this particular plane. They change from plane to plane, by the way.
Okay, well, we're not going to let them in on that right today.
I understand. And yet it changeth not. Okay, so the simplicity of the complexity. The simplicity of the complexity is your place, the human place, of embracing or pushing against the process of, quote, come what may, close quotes. Now, that's wrangling words. That's wrangling words, but it is the most seamless way of experiencing the aha epiphany that empowers the human mind, described herein as a fulcrum, the balancer, the sifter, the sometimes orchestrator. And at any point, there is a place of reference. Every time that reference is made to bring the human back to wholeness. Okay? And that's the purpose. And if you understand that purpose, it makes the individual particular places, or what sometimes is known as situation ethics, apply. However, if your preset rules and regulations eliminate your ability or capacity to embrace the power stroke that is being stimulated . Don't worry.
It will get worse.
No.
Oh, okay.
It will show up in your human experience somewhere else, or in another form which, once again, will certainly provide yet another opportunity to embrace your PowerPoint of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we lack PowerPoint of power.
Nice. Yes, so I need to know, that sounds very good. I need to know definition of this embrace the power stroke that is being stimulated. I need clarification on that.
Okay. Any one of these places in your writings, the reason it's being written is so a human who has a lack of ease can get a solution or an answer or a path that they can then adjust so that they can indeed have ease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if there's rules and regulations that they won't abide by or can't embrace, then it shows up somewhere else, and that's called a power stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And the power stroke, which would let you know, for example, if your nose is running, that's not the disease, it's a symptom. And he let that go wrong enough, and he can develop into a and you having a disconnection regarding that, don't worry, it can turn into pneumonia. Or it can turn into some inflammation. Inflammation. There's something else that's rolling along. Because it, you balance yourself.
The power stroke, I don't know what you the words power stroke mean, the definition.
I know.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get there.
Okay.
It's a power stroke. Okay. Definition of a power stroke, a stroke of power. Okay. A power stroke is something that connects you back to your source.
Okay.
And if it doesn't work, don't worry. It'll show up somewhere else or will intensify to the point where you do have to deal with it or embrace it.
So a power stroke is actually the symptom, can be the symptom.
Can be the symptom. It also could be the malady.
Mm-hmm.
We use that word softly because that's easy.
Right.
Power
stroke. Well, it just doesn't
if you hate
sound.
The word, take it out.
Yeah. Well,
it's a real good word.
Because power stroke sounds too empowering for what we're talking about.
Why?
So we're going to be talking about your symptom is giving you the potential of going back to your power or source.
Of activating that you are empowered. Because
okay.
If you're powerless and you got cancer, if you could read something that would make you be back in power, the cancer would have no choice but to go away. That's a power stroke.
Okay, got it. Okay, I can work with that.
Let's see. We're trying something different.
You're standing on your head while you're doing the reading?
No. We've heard so much about these larges and smalls and mediums and extra larges.
Yeah.
They have to get in their dressing gowns and they prostrate across their bed and sort of flop out.
Yeah.
Well, we don't ever do that. We're always outside or walking or strolling or, you know, moving and functioning.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd try that. Night and just really focus.
Yeah.
And see what it all this is that everyone's so giddy regarding.
Okay.
And it's the coolest place in the world.
Yes.
And he is hot. Which is very unusual. So we're gonna try this a different can. We'll put on the fans. It's probably 60 degrees.
What room are you in?
Upstairs in his bedroom.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the whole point, let's just get back to it since, oh, that's much better. Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, this is good. In the beginning, the human meat sack had a function and a form.
Mm-hmm.
That function and form is always adjusting, always changing, always, we don't like the word evolving, but that's actually the best word that describes it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you don't like the word evolving because we're already there?
Well, any change would be an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't eat the same thing every day, and you don't eat the same quantity every day, and everything that you do, that you always do, is not constant because even the veracity of it is different.
But that doesn't explain why you don't like the word evolving.
Okay, because it's that you are incomplete or lack.
Yes.
And that you are not that, but it is process.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an evolutionary process.
Right, that's better, yeah.
Evolutionary process that further raises the level and degree of incomplete completeness.
Nice.
Now that straightened it out. I can live with that.
I can live with that.
Okay. Your body naturally has cravings, desires, and solutions that naturally, or should we say organically?
No, you don't have to worry about that.
That's way funny because you know where that would take us.
Yes, I do, and I'm going to nip that right in the bud. Stay away from that word.
That naturally waxes and wanes its place of stasis.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, the medical profession, or as you call it, the practice of medicine, which is typically found to be tried in lack or lacking, is very, very wonderful. However, why is it that the best of the best in your field of medicine cannot achieve great position?
Great what?
Position.
Achieve great physicians,
status. What is it, the mystery? What is the mystery? What is this mystery that so confounds the human creator that cannot embrace a balance of their physical expansion in the universe? What long sought contrast is so readily adopted that it becomes the perpetual resisting place for arguing humans'
limitations.
Mm-hmm. And limitations is plural.
Correct.
Okay. How do you find yourself in such a the best word is mess, but it's not really fair to call it a mess. Misnomer, that you live your lives consistently trying to fix things that aren't broken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have organs removed and replaced. You have biological functions bypassed.
Mm-hmm.
You have the very itemized, this must be so wonderful because we never stutter over much of anything, but the itemized inventory of your beingness, and use that very perfected inventory as the guise of illness.
The guide or guise?
Guise.
Spell it, I can't see.
D-U-I-S-E.
Yeah. As the guise of illness.
Illness. Ill-ness.
Oh, okay. Bless
nobody
you.
Knows, but it's ill. Ill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What statutory premise of the mind is responsible for the slumber of the independent senses, which perpetually infect and affect the fulcrum of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how we're sort of wrapping this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how we're how we are wrapping this all together,
mm-hmm.
so an individual human can simply balance the already balanced human genome.
Because
it's perfect as it is.
I know.
It's perfect. And so therefore, in its perfection, all day, every day, undivided attention seems to be applied without ceasing to explain and understand how you, the human, cannot achieve an accurate weight or accounting of a matter taking place in your human, in your physicalness, physical body, while all the time you find your thumb tipping the scale. That is your only honed guide to achieve balance in the stasis of your genosphere.
Okay. Can I ask some questions? Or do you want to keep going?
We don't have a clue. This is coming from you, my dear, so we're just giving you your words.
Whoopee.
No clue.
Okay. When I say through you that cannot achieve an accurate weight or accounting of a matter, do you mean pounds of weight or just all the measures of the body?
No, we're talking about specifically, you can put a parenthesis, the weighing the cares of life.
Ah, okay.
It's a weighty matter, Carolyn.
Yeah.
This is large. This is big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, actually, it's a hangnail. And it's no big deal. If you don't want to deal with it, you can go and get a pedicure, and they'll just snip it right off, and it's no problem. Never to trouble you again.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can become gangrene, and you can forfeit your leg up to your hip regarding it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a constant weighing of your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Weighing your balance. Or the weight is held, the weight or the gravity of the matter, the gravity of the matter is held in the balance. Yes.
Yeah.
The gravity of the matter is held in the balance.
Okay.
Well, you've got your thumb on the scales.
Yeah.
The scales.
Yeah.
And you can't figure out why you can't achieve emotional balance, happy balance, living balance, that your body works, that you eat, that you poop, that you engage, that you walk, that you rest, that you sit, that you swing, that you dance, that you consume, that you sweat, that you cool, that you wash, that everything is having some influence on an already balanced, perfectly healthy working system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where much of these disconnections, unconnections, or diseases show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you pine continually over which seasoned specialist can bring you to the place of giving your undivided attention to the perfect words of an endocrinology specialist, that you must balance your system of processing increases of sugars in the blood. That's a diabetes reference, but it's a real specifically defined big deal. When the reality is, all you have to do is find out, as you would look it up in the book, find out the obvious disconnection, embrace that part, and then you don't have to give all your undivided attention on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example. This is good. If you spend all your time focusing on your flowers, you'll find very little time embracing the weeds. But if you spend all your time focusing on the weeds, there just doesn't seem much room for the flowers to bloom. Isn't that interesting? Do weeds grow in a garden? Yes, they do. Do they sometimes become voracious? Yes, they do. But if you don't focus on the flower, you're going to spend all your time embracing the weeds.
Okay.
That softens it. If all your attention is focused on the bread not rising, the yeast rarely is given the opportunity to rise.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've got all that. Okay, good, good, good.
That's okay, now, let's just keep purging if you're not lost and undone.
No, I'm good, weighing. But then there was just one thing you said about, you find your thumb tipping the scales, and then you said that is your only honed guide to achieve balance. What does that refer to?
That refers to the scale in your mind.
The scale in your mind, okay. Okay.
And we don't like a scale, but it's actually like a... You remember on the statue of Justice is Blind?
Yeah, yeah.
And she has the balance balancing scales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you've got your thumb on one of the scales, it's very difficult to accurately,
mm-hmm.
clearly balance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because as soon as you move your thumb, it goes just the opposite way.
Yeah, I know about that. It's just that I didn't know what that referred to. And then can we say the scale is the fulcrum?
Sure.
Can we, if we say the scale is a fulcrum, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, great.
We did that.
Uh-huh.
It would be all weird if there was interruption, but there was actually a phone in the bed.
Okay, can't hear the voice of JW.
That's why, because we were rolling around. There was an extra phone in the bed.
Oh, okay.
And as he was on it, it connected.
Yeah.
And so therefore it made all that ruffling noise, and he'd be all freaky that somebody was on the phone, and it was him laying on it. So now, the happy balance, the happy ground, the happy place,
mm-hmm.
where the body, with a severe degree of embraced activity, even in its most aberrated state or condition, is still so much more advanced than your human. Medical technology, understanding, advancing, chainsaw embracing, tin blade trimming, hemostat grasping, and all that goo within the medical world.
Mm-hmm.
And even homeopathy, and naturopaths, and all what you sometimes call that new place of softening it,
mm-hmm.
it includes that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are just tapping. My stars, it took you many moons to even find out that magnesium was a necessity, rather than now you know the vast disconnections that are easily embraced from the simple decreased level of magnesium in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time to even get to there. Is that soft enough? Well, no, it's kind of verbose, isn't it? But
yeah.
The point is, you're just now coming to the place to figure that part out, and that's just the beginning. So
which is what? What am I figuring out?
You're figuring out that the most disconnected human, thick as a dog, two steps from the gulf, hoped for so much more, can't...
Just say the sickest human. The sickest human what?
Is still more balanced than the best specialist in figuring it out.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The worst one is more connected
mm-hmm.
than the best specialist in that field.
Okay.
Now, we're not pushing against the specialist.
Oh, yeah?
No, we're really not. We're really not. It's just the process that they're going about it. Otherwise, why does everything have to be gauged? If you did this on an individual process, if it's that one-on-one
mm-hmm.
positioning,
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden, their job would not be the old-timey house call doctors.
Mm-hmm.
The old-timey house call doctors, they had a bag. In that bag was not an MRI. It was not a CAT scan. There was no upper and lower GI scopes. There was a little black bag.
Mm-hmm.
And all the doctrine that had to be from stroke to amputation was in that little sack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Minus a white rag, and I don't know why it had to be white, but a white cloth and some cool water.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole can of wax. Those physicians doctored from the place of balancing what they were addressing. They didn't go in addressing things. They weren't fixing things that weren't broken.
Mm-hmm.
You see? They weren't, if you have a bump on your leg and you needed some sutures, okay, they didn't come and find a brain tumor.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
They just sutured up what was wrong. If you open it up and you need a few stitches, that's what they'd do.
Mm-hmm.
If you broke your leg, they'd set your leg,
mm-hmm.
and they'd splint it up, and they'd leave you alone.
Yeah.
And it didn't require MS cotton.
So, yeah.
The simpler aspiration of great physician is more widely achieved
mm-hmm.
when the doctor focuses and helps the patient to focus on the fastest path to their ease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rather than doctoring the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you're talking about then, Ion. You must be speaking about a preventative medicine. Well, that's exactly what we call it. You're preventing wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a prophylactic dose of high medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. There was something you said earlier, though, and I don't know if it was just part of the rant, or...
We can't do this one more second.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We got to move. That was
oh,
fun.
Oh, yeah.
He just got all of his little pillows fixed, and he was so comfortable, but not a chance. That ain't working. Now, I'm sorry, your question was?
The vastest connections that are embraced from the simple decreased levels of magnesium in the system.
Yes.
Tell me more about what you meant about that sentence.
Okay. It took you a long time to calculate or figure out that magnesium was very, very, very important.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of knew, but it wasn't like a big deal.
Right.
You had a book about it.
Right.
A whole book about magnesium.
Right.
It's unheard of.
Right.
And yet it's vast.
Yeah.
Now, in that vastness, was it up until this discovery was embraced that was not a reality? Well, of course it was a reality. It just wasn't noticed. It wasn't
uh-huh.
embraced.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots more like that.
Mm-hmm.
In the process, meaning that you're doing the best you can with where you are is wonderful, but if you didn't have to spend all your time figuring out where you are, it wouldn't be as difficult to notice that magnesium was a significant nutritional building block that helps the cellular level of the body adjust itself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how important that one element is? How important that one element is, just as your body changes,
mm-hmm.
of helping your body to rebalance hormonal imbalances?
Yeah, it is pretty amazing.
It's huge.
Oh, that's great. So you're on board with magnesium.
And ready for the next one, because that's just the start.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, some doctors would do their whole career just getting the bandwagon out on that one thing, when that's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're being cheeky about it, because we don't mean it harsh. It's wonderful. We're not even pushing against MRIs.
Don't worry about that. Let's keep on track here.
Okay.
So some docs, but the thing is, what I hear from Ion and JW is that Ion doesn't really think that we need supplements and taking JW off them. Where does that fit into you thinking magnesium, et cetera, are so important?
Well, for him, the reason it was embraced, he embraced it. We couldn't make him do anything. We can't even make him go to bed or get up or...
Okay, back to the supplements. Yeah, but Ion doesn't think JW needs supplements.
He doesn't need anything. His body works perfectly.
But do other people need magnesium?
They don't need magnesium.
So I don't see what the point you're making here.
The point we're making is that you don't need anything to balance your balancing scale.
Mm-hmm.
You may want a more visceral experience in your body.
Yeah.
You may want to dance like a kid again. You may want to digest your food better. You may want to have energy and be happy and be tactile, viscerally embracers of all the deliciousness that is life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want that and you find that magnesium helps in that process, by all means, embrace it. But if you go after it in the place of needing it,
right,
even when you get it, it won't be enough because it'll just expose something else that you need.
Right, right.
And then that need won't be enough. And then you'll sit in the doctor's office all day, every day, and cry that you'd hoped for so much more.
Okay.
And they've cut out everything they can cut out and added to all they can add to. And the boy in the bubble is the only choice left.
Okay, I got that. That's very good. Yeah, and it comes back to your original needing and wanting definition.
Yes, of course.
Okay, good.
But if you're the balancer, and you got your thumb on the scale, it's very difficult to get an accurate, cohesive baseline
mm-hmm.
of what you call standard of care when everybody's thumb has a different amount of pressure on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's missing. And if you could get your thumb mm-hmm. off the scale and just balance, and if they're not in balance, don't address the heavy side,
mm-hmm.
address the light side.
Which means?
If you got too much of something and it's out of whack, find out what the disconnection is
right.
and balance that side rather than working desperately to bring down the blood sugars in a diabetic.
Uh-huh.
Work on the adding to the diet the things that will naturally allow those sugars to balance themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Don't cut out the complex carbohydrates. Add some other what you call fresh vegetables that'll naturally allow the body to work out those sugar imbalances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just common. That's horse sense.
I know, but it's not scientific, so it's not
And then how's that working for you?
Yeah, well, it's working for the drug companies real well.
Well, great. Yes, absolutely. Compounding. Let's talk about compounding. That's a good place. A good place to jump to right now.
Okay.
Compounding. Every drug or everything you smoke, you shoot, you sniff, you bathe in, you rub on, you wash out with, everything that you do, every lactated ringer, every chelated substance that you want to make up under the sun,
mm-hmm.
okay? Every one of those come from something. And if they're not natural, then they're synthetically created from something.
Mm-hmm.
And they are thought creations that are made. And what they are made in reaction to is a lack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is a lack.
Okay.
So how do you embrace any problem, any disease, any lack of these in your life by embracing a lack?
I see. Mm-hmm.
So, because if you embrace it from the stand of a lack, then guess what? If you embrace it from the state of a lack, then that lack maintains itself and it won't be enough. Do you understand no one would overdose on a drug if they didn't build a dependence upon that process? Mm-hmm. They would, if they continually bring it into their system and embrace it, you can't get enough in it to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talking about alcohol, we talking about opiates, we talking about antipsychotic depressants, uppers and uppers and downers and overs and unders and blood pressure medicines, and pick something.
Well, now, what did you say? No one would OD on a drug if they didn't build up a dependence on it?
If they couldn't build up a dependence on it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say is, if you took something, let's say you want a piece of chocolate.
Well, I don't want all the examples. You're starting to go off on me. So no one would OD on a drug if they couldn't build up a dependence on it. And you've talked
about a tolerance to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't take more and more and more and more and more to get the same high.
Well, I mean, but no one would OD on a drug if they couldn't build up a tolerance. So, and why are you saying that statement?
Because if you took something, and you took it for a reason, and it solved that reason, that would be enough.
I see, yeah.
And you would have that much. If you had some disconnection and an aspirin helped that, and you could take an aspirin and it would work, then you wouldn't take a bottle full.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you started taking it and it just continually took more and more and more and more to the point that you were taking 100 aspirin a day, you couldn't overdose on it. Your body would be so used to a vast amount of the birch wood that you might eat out your gut, but it wouldn't be an overdose of aspirin.
And the point we're making here
is that constant taking of something to solve a lack or to decrease an abundance of any of these drugs and these medicines or whatever you're taking that'll make you better, if you're taking it from the right place, wonderful. But if you're taking it to solve a lack, then it's not enough. So it constantly takes more and more and more and more.
Okay.
And the more it takes, the more difficult it is to give up or come to a place where you would actually overdose from a concentration of something that it's both sides of the coin, you see.
Yeah, so it's not like you're trying to overdose. Or I just didn't get the point of the overdose in this analogy. It just, you know, it distracts from what you're trying to say is they're taking it for a lack, so they just keep on taking it, period.
And it takes more and more and more and more.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
If you build that up so much that the more that you're taking becomes less and less and less effective. So you get yourself so strung out from that place, the next thing you know, 100 Xanax sounds like a good idea.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's very nice. Now, is that compounding?
Compounding. Now, let's get to this now.
Okay.
You have, just like in your physicalness.
Yeah.
Well, this is about your physicalness, compounding. We're going to do it two ways. You're going to like this. Compounding. When you take substances and you mix them together, you end up with a new creation. Every single time.
Yeah.
Do you know Mepergan?
I don't think so.
Mepergan is a drug. It's Demerol and Phenergan together. So you get it doesn't upset your stomach, but it makes you pain free. It doesn't anesthetize the large intestine that constipates you.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Let's keep going.
Now, anytime you're compounding, and you can compound from not just from the pharmacy. Once the pharmacist fills the scripts, pills that make it all better, but you can compound yourself when you're
You're
taking a dozen pills.
Yeah.
Those dozen pills are actually making something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because of the unlimited number of combinations,
mm-hmm.
you really don't know what you are making.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not even talking about the half-lives of these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's just taking it at face value.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, even simple substances that aren't like scheduled,
mm-hmm.
People would crave the nicotine or the downer, you see, to calm your nerves,
mm-hmm.
and drink it with coffee, which was caffeine, which gave you a buzz.
Yeah.
So it was a constant up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Well, humans really and do indeed do enjoy the roller coaster ride. Climbing the hill is slow and it's mm-hmm. kind of arduous, and you click, 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 and then you hit that top end, whoosh,
mm-hmm.
and then you go up the hill and it goes up a little slower, but you're still going fast. You hit the top and then whoosh,
mm-hmm.
that up and down. But see, when you start the highest roller coaster, part of the roller coaster that is the highest, is the first drop.
Mm-hmm.
After that first drop, the hill's, you don't get to the tallest hill at the bottom of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
See, it doesn't work that way. Well, neither does it in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that balance part.
Mm-hmm.
As you progress through this thing called life, the big rush gets to be smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The ups and downs get shorter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Takes your breath away after you've done it for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
quite seem to quite take your breath away, you see.
Okay, back to compounding.
Okay. In compounding, when you're creating all these different new things,
uh-huh.
okay, those take a life of their own.
Mm-hmm.
The new compounds take a life of their own.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're effective.
Mm-hmm.
But they're only effective as long as they're only effective as long as you're embracing what it is that you are trying to balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that then turns into the other side of it, of becoming an abuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the compounding point is that now, since they've made Schedule I's pretty tough to get to, they've made it a great business, and people find the recreation things out of household appliances, and they're making methamphetamines
mm-hmm.
for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Out of lye and bleach and potash and all kinds of Drano and all kinds of craziness. That if you sat down and made you a Drano cocktail, it wouldn't be as appetizing.
Okay, that's, unless you want to go there, let's go back to...
Okay, and compounding, that even stupid people can compound their own
strength. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're not being, not saying there are no stupid people, but maybe the ones that are educationally challenged. Maybe that's the way it is.
We'll just leave out that whole line.
That's fine. Okay. But it is amazing that they can do that process.
Yeah, okay.
So they're self-doctoring.
Yeah.
And guess what? Most of them are doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's amazing. Because it doesn't require... Only thing it doesn't require... That basic understanding of the rudiments of compounding to help you understand how to balance your own human physique.
You better go into that.
Yes. You don't require that. You can naturally follow
okay.
your desires and accomplish a stasis. And that's done by your cravings. If you have a craving for tomato juice, sometimes that's because your body's saying you want some lycopene. And you may not even know what lycopene is. But it really doesn't matter. Your body does. And your body is the only one that matters.
Right.
From that place.
Now,
it
brings to mind my other favorite topic about yeast, where the Borg, like in Star Trek, of yeast, they'll be craving carbohydrates and sweets, so it makes your whole craving situation aberrated.
Yes, it does. And we've addressed that. If you'll flood it with more yeast, guess what? The colonies of yeast, they basically finally, after a while, balance themselves. Your body, with an overproduction, if you have too much yeast, Candida, pick one, you love them all. Pick one of those. If you'll flood the body with more of that, the body, just as what the white blood cells increase when you have a infection, your body will naturally say, wait a minute, we got too many critters here. We got to eliminate some of these critters.
Well, you know, in my experience, I have people who've been flooding their bodies with yeast and feeding it sugar and alcohol.
No, we didn't say feed the yeast that are there. We said flood it with more of the, are you calling yeast parasitical?
Yeah, they can do that. So how do you flood it with more then is the question.
Add more of whatever that is. Add more. If you determine which one it is, how much if you have it, if you have a
Candida albicans is the most common.
Very good. So then how do you get that?
Yeah, right.
No. How do you get that the first time?
Antibiotics and sugar.
No, the sugar can't give you the yeast.
Well, it can.
The sugar feeds it.
Sugar feeds the yeast, but I have people who haven't taken antibiotics and they just eat so much yeast that they grow excess yeast. But it's, you know, antibiotics is the most common way. You kill off the good bacteria and the yeast overgrow.
Okay, so give yourself more good bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
If you have an overabundance of yeast, then we would say, even if you have lactose issues, we would flood yourself with natural yogurts and cheeses and those fill it with that more of the same. And what will happen is your body will react and get rid of some of the other. Because after a little while, they'll starve. There'll be so many
good guys.
Be so many good guys fighting for the sugars and the alcohols and all those things that are feeding it that they'll basically starve to death. And will naturally balance. But now, if you've got your thumb on the scale of that balancing the yeast production and the yeast inhabiting symbiont host relationships, then you absolutely would limit those things that would balance the flora and the fauna of the body to the point that it would get into a position where any sugars would be a mad fight. So then you find yourself craving sugar because you got more of it. It's the exact same thing that we were discussing before with the different levels or degrees of even in the compounding of the drug taking. If you didn't have to have more and more and more and more and more to feed and feed and feed and feed what you got, then it wouldn't be an issue. So you can go at it from either side of starving it, eliminating all sugars from your system. That'll do it. But typically what happens is it makes the yeast more angry. It'll show up in the areas of the genitalia, specifically, you know, in the great big red whelps and this real thickness, nastiness, that'll show up. That's a way that people can read about and go, yeah, I've had that. And I just put a topical cream on it, and that went away, all taken care of. But if you don't know what it is and you don't know how to do it, then all of a sudden, with your garments, keeping it nice and warm and sweating there, so it just sort of feeds it to the point that it makes room for more, but it can become very, very, very tender, raw, and be nasty.
But can't you starve it a bit, plus feed it the good bacteria, plus take some antifungals? I mean,
certainly.
I never do just one thing.
Of course, darling, but how do you know which thing was the answer?
It doesn't really matter at a certain point.
Well, exactly, exactly, and that's exactly correct. They do the same thing with pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
They just blast you with everything. We're going to give you
Well, what are the points you're making? That's not a good thing, or that's
a good thing? No. That it doesn't matter.
Right.
Balance it, but get your thumb off the scale before you start writing prescriptions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get your thumb off the scale before you start giving advice of doing 27 things to help balance your yeast production.
Right.
Because otherwise, how are you going to know what it was, and the next thing you know, from your disconnection that caused the overproduction of the yeast, you'll find yourself right back there, and just like with weight loss, not only do you gain back what you lost, but you gain a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So much so that you embrace that yeast disconnection to such a degree that it becomes an almost certain part of your life forevermore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get used to it, like Xanax every day. Then you can take 100 of them, and you might be a little sleepy, but it wouldn't get you.
So, yeah, if you embrace a yeast disconnection, I just need the finish of that sentence.
If you embrace a yeast disconnection, and you hammer it with 20 things to balance it. We didn't say get rid of it, because you got to have some of that to live.
Got it. No problem.
But balance it.
Right.
And you do those 20 things from the disconnection of how you overproduced or held the yeast the first time, you will correct it for a moment.
Uh-huh.
But the disconnection that brought it the first time will bring that same yeast back and a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now I guess you'll have to do 21 things next time. Well, it's not the 20 things, it's the disconnection that got the yeast the first time. And that's what this work that we're working here should allow you a different way of seeing it, to clearly see it, rather than pinpointing the trees, of noticing that there's a forest, or clouding your periphery because there's too many trees, and I can't see the forest for those damn trees.
Mm-hmm.
You just say, or I can't see any trees because there's a forest in the way. Both sides of that coin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're simplifying the ease.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about curing any diseases.
Mm-hmm.
This is about all day, every day, promoting the state of ease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the way to say it. Now, you can go at it any way you want to, and people are where they are. And some people really get into that disconnection place.
Yeah,
they like it. It's called hypochondria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, because I guess that's what I am able to do with people, is put them in a state of ease, and that's why things I tell them work. It's more about the ease.
Of course. That's why it's okay for JW not to have his supplements.
What? Why?
That's why, because the promotion from us to him is about the ease. Not about what he has lack of, that this supplement is supplying.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the only reason you take a supplement is as if you have a lack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have no lack, why do you need a supplement?
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, if you were taking something, it would actually be out of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you already got all you want, why do you want more?
Mm-hmm.
If you say, Ion, I don't want that in my experience. I've already got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they disconnect. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you don't want happiness? No, I don't want happiness. I'm already happy.
No.
I want more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get more happy?
Mm-hmm.
See? I mean, because it's not, then you got to figure out how much happy is happy. How much happy is happy?
as much as you can stand without bursting.
Well, oh, but then that'd be a disconnection, that'd be a problem, and then that'd be a drug for that.
Okay, so what point are we making here?
We had no idea.
If you can take a supplement from a state of, take it out of abundance, then you can just take it because you want to take it.
Yes, but if you take it out of abundance, you don't require a supplement.
You could. I mean, the whole ion philosophy is we're perfectly happy where we are, but we're wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want more abundance, more nutrients, more whatever, then that's fine.
Of course. But if you're taking them for that reason, you'd find that you would already be there without the extra supplication.
Mm-hmm. Supplication?
Supplication.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Supplication? You mean bowing to a supplement?
No. If you have abundance, mm-hmm, in your stasis,
mm-hmm,
okay, and you're taking a supplemental food source to enhance your balance,
mm-hmm,
how can you be balanced and have to supplement the balance?
Well, then the word is you're using, or we're using, a supplement. A better word would just be more nutrients, more food, more good food. Because basically that's all we take, is just food.
Well, then that's a craving.
No, that's fending off starvation.
But are we starving?
Well, when we don't eat, then the hunger comes.
Yes, but do you crave supplements? Maybe we'd feel better about this whole business. Instead of calling them supplements, you'd call them sustenance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe we'd feel better, because you see the words wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not able, in my normal foraging of life, to complete and balance what I require to live long, thrive, and prosper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I'm dependent upon supplication that you do indeed bow to.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I fall ill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I lose my stasis of balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. Mm-hmm. And if you understand it, if you take it, it's not an understanding, because they ain't figured it out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all fun. It's no problem. It's no big deal.
Yes, and you know, part of what, why I got into... Pardon?
Debbie's house is going crazy.
Okay.
His lights are doing flashy things. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
A little weird in there. Part of them are off. Odd. They're flashing. Off.
Just in the bedroom, or where did you end up now?
No, this is in the kitchen hallway.
Uh-huh.
There. Still. Well, Carolyn, they're still illuminated, but they're off. They're ever so dim.
Oh.
Very odd. That is amazing. See what that does. Now they're on and bright. Okay, so, we're sorry. We just enjoyed the playing in the non-physical world. They're off, but they're still illuminated, so figure that one out. It's okay.
Are you trying to take, or someone trying to take JW into the rift?
Well, they certainly illuminated, my dear.
Uh-huh.
And caught his attention,
uh-huh,
from a flashing.
Yes.
That could be a very great point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, this Now, and we don't want to beat anything.
Well, okay, now, just one thing that I'm going to say. I got into using sustenance because the, according to scientific measurements, the food that we're eating now has about, you know, one quarter the nutrients it used to have.
Yes.
So that was my reasoning.
Yes, but you also have eliminated the basal balance of your whole progenistic balancing of how you digest food. You used to eat corn out of the field and eat hogs out of the pen, and you worked to raise your food. You could eat 10,000 calories a day because
yeah.
you were having to graze and by the sweat of your brow bring that food stuff into your experience.
Yeah.
That's no longer the case.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few on the planet that require 10,000 calories just to get along.
And
they're not doing anything.
Right. And the point, I'm not talking about calories. I'm talking about vitamins and minerals that are requirements for your body metabolism.
Who sets the requirements, my love?
Well, I think there's a certain requirement for...
Well, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're from lack, not meeting your prescribed requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your cholesterol is 163. Stroke's on the way.
Well, no, I don't go there, but I think nutrients are needed for the body to work. Is that not true?
You don't need anything.
Nutrients make the body grow and work. No? Yes or no?
Nutrients are the building blocks that allow your body to naturally balance itself.
Yeah, and if you don't have those building blocks, then what hope do you have? You've already said that magnesium was important.
Yes, it is indeed. But if you take those nutrients, if you wanted a carrot, if you like the taste of a carrot, and you want a carrot in your experience, we say eat the carrot from the joy of the experience of enjoying the digestion and taste and the process of eating the carrot.
Right.
Okay? But if you're eating the carrot because you're going to die, there's no death. So if that's the reason if those supplements are the fastest path to your joy and they make you more fruitful and you enjoy your life and it makes you balance easier, take a wheelbarrow full.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're taking it from the standpoint of you have to eat a carrot or you're going to go in lack, you're already in lack.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking it from that standpoint of I have to have this medicine or I will die, hang on, it won't be long.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason, the lack that causes you to take an action without alignment within your system, what we're here to tell you all day, every day, is it's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
They'll eliminate the other 25% of nutrition in food as you eat it now. But we must tell you, JW's food is very, very, very nutritious.
Uh-huh.
Even the geneticist that try to mass create these tractor-trailer loads of vitaminless nutritional food, it's not enough because he won't have it. He imbibes and embraces all of it, and it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's plenty enough. He has everything in his system that's required. Now, yes, he took those supplements, and yes, he had to question the reason that he was taking those supplements, and there really was a very decent reason to continue on with that. However, he wanted to make sure that those supplements that he was taking into his system was from the process that it made him feel better than he did when he didn't. And here's what he found out. He feels as good as he did than when he was taking them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that 25% must be enough. But now, if he got to a place where he had a disconnection or was listless or didn't have energy or didn't want to sleep with his wife or got ill or was beating his kids or something, he might discover that he was happy where he was, but maybe wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's found in a supplemental joy prescription,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. If it's a simple way to bring more of a certain element,
mm-hmm.
I like element better than supplement,
mm-hmm.
An element into your balancing act,
mm-hmm.
fabulous. But you can't even figure out what basic nutrition is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So how in the world could you set a prescription of this scenario to balance everybody? Because if it doesn't work for everybody, then it may not work for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
On the larger scale, and that's why we're dealing with that. We're putting everybody's feet to the fire just a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're
mm-hmm.
doing it for the right reason, then there won't be a discussion. It'll be appropriate. But if you're doing all you can do and still in lack, maybe it's not what you're doing. Maybe it's the place of lack that's causing the lack.
Yeah, right. Right.
Boy, we had to go sort of around the mountain there, but that's all we're saying from the, and now, hey, JAMA will embrace that. They will embrace that, because once you come to that place, then all of a sudden, there's not really a problem.
Well, so, you can hold your breath about JAMA, but...
Well, I will tell.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like your Goldman Sachs. They might lose all their confidence in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
They may be like Bear Stearns. They may be like, who was the broker? E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton's talking, everybody's listening. Well, who's listening to E.F. Hutton now?
Mm-hmm.
Got all wiped out, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, where's their credibility? The point, once humans come into their balance and get their thumb off the scale and stop depending on everybody and everything else for the joy of the essence of their beingness on this planet,
mm-hmm.
that's a power activation that does not require a nutritional supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Once you come into that place of joy, you'll follow your joy. And you'll get so used to joy, as you were saying, perfect words, you'll get so happy in your blissful state that anything, Bob can have a piece of a fingernail off a whack and he all of a sudden goes crazy. He's so used to being happy, anything outside of just bliss really pisses him off.
Mm-hmm.
He wants attention right this red hot second. Now, we're not going any further, but this gets taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I want this adjusted. Because he's so tuned into happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means take this, do that, he doesn't care. He doesn't, you understand, he takes the stuff he takes just because that's what he takes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's perfectly good with that. And if something irritates him a little bit, maybe he thinks he's getting too much, he doesn't stop, he asks.
But back to the statement, you will get so happy in your blissful state that anything out of whack must be done, fixed immediately. Was that the point
adjusted,
you were making?
Not
adjusted.
Fixed, adjusted. Adjusted.
Okay.
Because, see, for Bob, it's the little bitty thing, he notices it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that have fibromyalgia, if that's what they've embraced,
mm-hmm.
their finger could be bleeding and dripping and be in a really bad shape. They wouldn't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they already have so much just phantom pain that it becomes normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the happier you get in that place, any place of disconnection, you notice immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't drag you to the bottom of the well to realize you've fallen in a well.
Mm-hmm.
The second Bob went over the curb, he'd say, whoop, we're falling in a well, hold on. He'd notice before he hit the water.
And is that a good thing? Let me know. Just let me know the point you're making here so I can try to draw it together.
Sorry. The more in tune and aligned you are with your fulcrum or your balancing mind,
mm-hmm.
the balancing the fulcrum of the mind that allows the physical and the non-physical to become a seamless working vessel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A symbiote. immediate hosts that are one in the fulcrum of the mind keeps a constant, ever-adjusting balance of that. Any sway of the scales will send off rockets of desire immediately for an obvious and forthcoming adjustment, correction, alignment. Instantly. But if you're so disconnected, you don't know which end what balanced feels like, you might add the weight to the wrong side of the scale. And you're so disconnected already anyway that may feel fine. Here's an example. You didn't ask for one. People with sugar diabetes feel better with elevated blood sugars than they do with their blood sugars at 92. They feel better a little sweet. Why is that? Because they're so used to being running a little sweet. They feel faint at 92.
Yeah.
If their AC1 is running 7.8. You see, you know, you're running 240 all the time. You drop down to 100, you think you're gonna die.
Right. Well, is it the absolute measure of the 92, or is it that the drop that affects them?
Yes. No, it's not the number at all. It's that balance, because see.
No, I know you. The balance. Is it the absolute number or the drop?
It is not the number at all. The number is just was an easy way for people to relate to what we were speaking of.
No, but you made a statement that a higher blood sugar, they feel better than a lower blood sugar.
If they're sugar diabetic.
Right.
Because they're used to an elevated blood sugar.
Yeah.
They've embraced a little sweeter mix of the fuel.
Okay.
So therefore, a little sweeter mix runs normally for me. So if they take a medicine that brings it to a lower place, they feel foreign to them. So then they get a piece of chocolate cake to make them feel better and take another glucophage to bring down their sugar.
Yeah.
So it's, you see, or have a 2,000 calorie burger and drink it with a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And not a problem. Are we pushing against Diet Coke? Have a refrigerator full. Just have all of it you want. And when you get enough, you'll know it.
Yeah.
And when you don't, you'll want it until you can't have it. So we're not ever trying to set a meme or any type of place that you got to do this to do this. Because that's all action-oriented.
Right.
And the basis of this work is that do no action until you have a non-physical alignment with its outcome. And then that path will be illuminated from the non-physical side that will help your physical side come into a symbiosis with that new experience. And there'll be very little tactility in the outcome.
And what's the definition of tactility as you use it there?
The difference. It won't be a struggle. It won't be painful. It won't be contrast. It won't be out of normal. It won't be upside down. It'll be logical. And it'll feel good.
Okay.
Tactility can bring you to a good feeling place. But in the midst of tactility, it rather is comfortable.
Okay, good.
We haven't heard those words in a moment or so. That's good.
Well, it's tricky because I'm putting all these clients through my head, and it's like, it's back to relax and allow, and then you'll be fine. But
shall we develop that?
Okay. I was going to go down and get Bob and turn you over, but if you've
Let's just keep rolling a little bit so you feel good with this.
Okay.
Let's give a good definition of relax and allow.
Okay.
Allow and relax. Mm-hmm. Because if that's the secret to all, and every third sentence has to be RNA.
Right.
If every time and everything starts, if that becomes the secret building block to life itself,
mm-hmm.
that the DNA strands, the DNA strands,
mm-hmm.
and if you break down the RNA and the DNA,
mm-hmm.
you'll get the basic elemental bonding of those strands
mm-hmm.
in the ribonucleic acid and the dinucleic blah, blah,
yeah,
acid.
Yeah.
If you changed out the very building blocks of those strands of created RNA and DNA,
uh-huh.
one would be relax and the other would be allow.
Okay.
We're not kidding. It is just that simple.
Wow.
Now we'll develop it. Let's go to stem cells. You want to get down to the grits and gravy of it? Stem cells. Where is the best source of stem cells located in your science, accepted science today?
In fetuses.
Yes, and in the umbilical cord fluids.
Right. Blood.
Yes. Now, that's the simplest place in the beginning of relax and allow.
What is?
That the juice, the fetus juices,
mm-hmm.
stem cells, mm-hmm. or the fluid from the umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because in that beginning, guess what? That's a great example, because the baby's coming forth, they are coming forth fresh from no contrast.
Okay.
In non-physical, it's all about relax and allow. Those babies come forth fresh from source, and it's relax and allow.
Uh-huh.
And that's the most perfect fluid place of the building blocks of relax and allow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And they're the scientists. Show me the science. If they can find it somewhere else, why don't they find it from the folks fixing to go out? It
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. They're pretty relaxed and allowed too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Most folks, most centenarians are pretty easy about it all. They've sort of figured it out by now.
Yeah, but you're defeating your argument here by...
I know.
Yeah, well.
on point. On point. If you notice that, how that process... Now, relax. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow your brain to overtip your scales on the side of physical. Do not allow non-physical to skip the scales that undoes what's comfortable in your physical. Okay? Now, if you could interchange those, which you absolutely can, then you have a symbiote host relationship that's embracing always.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it might be embracing contrast, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
It can. Contrast is good. We're happy with contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Many people who join this work, we notice, and you're already starting to notice, many people that start listening to this non-physical, pure positive love source energy flow, many times you look at their worlds and it all falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait a second. Everything was going good and everything's going to hell. Well, guess what? That's wonderful, because all that's happening is that their physical is being a little more agitated from the non-physical, and they've now plugged in, so they're realizing they're coming into their power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor?
Yeah.
Plugged in, and then everything's going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, plugged in, and then there's all kinds of contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous, because then that marvelous creator gets activated.
Mm-hmm.
When you get down to the only thing that ever worked anyway is relax and allow, by God, you will finally learn to relax and allow, or the latter will not be your experience.
Mm-hmm.
So much so to the point that you may decide that the fastest path to your joy is to leave your physicalness, leave your ability to create,
mm-hmm.
happening every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the debt that all men must pay.
Yeah.
It is your balance.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get that balance is to activate it.
Mm-hmm.
When you activate it, if you activate a telephone, it may ring.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's a problem, don't activate it. Because
mm-hmm.
it may ring at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted the experience of being having that level or degree of communication, you've got to relax and allow and let the phone ring and choose which ones you're going to embrace and not. But you don't get mad at the phone because it rings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's a basal place of relax and allow that we will, it'll come up again, let me tell you,
promise. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Mean it.
that's nice. That softens it.
Yes, indeed, indeed, because it's no big who. Everybody makes a big thing out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And most things that are great big things just aren't.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't. They just aren't. Let them, if you dabble in excrement long enough, you will start to smell it. And the more you stir around in it, more likely you're going to get it on you.
Mm-hmm. Get what?
Get it on you.
Right.
You'll get it on you.
Right.
Stir around it long enough and you'll get some on you. Well, if that's not your experience that you're trying to bring into your place, then just leave it alone the first time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good.
Was that what you were hoping to sort of get words?
Yes, I'd hoped for so much more and I got it.
Oh, good. And it makes your flow of what we have been doing hopefully a little easier to be cohesive.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you. Here's